Need order.
Didn't sign enough bills.
Members, we're going to get a an update from Commissioner Ines on the governor's recommended changes to his budget recommendations as a result of the supplemental budget and the required changes because of the February forecast. So, Commissioner?
Good morning, Chairman, and members of the committee. My name is Ward Ines with the Department of Revenue, and as the chairman said, I'm here to update the committee on the supplemental budget that was just issued a week ago. And there's three items that impact the tax realm in the governor's supplemental budget, and I'll walk through those as quickly as I can and take any questions you may have about those three provisions. The first one I want to touch on is one that was really an inadvertent oversight on our part when we issued the initial budget, and I referenced it here when I was in the committee previously, and it was really for the aid reductions that we did, for cities and counties, we had imposed a cap that their aid reductions couldn't be greater than X percent of levy plus aid. For cities, it was 5.05 in the first year and then 10% in the second year. We neglected to do that for townships. It was an oversight on our part. And so in the supplemental budget, we proposed a cap for townships of 5% for the first year levy plus aid, and then 10% in the second year. So the caps are comparable to what we propose for the cities. And that has a revenue cost of about $3.3 million, I think, in the first year and $1.4 million in the second year. So we wanted to fix that oversight on our part. The other two changes are federal conformity changes. The first one, we're conforming to provision that the feds passed this earlier this year that would provide a $2,400 exemption for unemployment benefits paid in tax year 2009. The cost for that proposal is $28.3 million. We expect about 235,000 individuals to take advantage of that provision. It's $2,400. We assumed about a 6% marginal tax rate, so it's about a $138 benefit for people who can fully utilize the deduction. The other provision,
Commissioner, is there any federal money to pay for that, or?
Pardon me?
Is there any federal money to pay for that, or where do we get the $29 million to do that?
$28.3 million, Chairman, is general fund money, state general fund money. There was no federal dollars to conform to that provision.
And is it some requirement that we do that to receive some federal stimulus money, or?
Chairman, it is not a requirement. The governor just thought it was good policy to conform with the governor's deduction. They've imposed a $2,400 deduction, and we are just piggybacking on the federal. And the other one is regarding the 179 expensing. As you know, the governor's previous budget fully conformed to the 179 expensing. Since I presented the budget in February, the feds have increased the 179 expensing provision, and we're conforming to that. The previous 179 expensing amount, maximum amount, was $133,000. They've increased that to $250,000. And the phase-out has also been altered. The phase-out initially started at $530,000, and now it's starting at $800,000. The cost to fully conform to that expensing provision is about $2 million over the biennium. And those are the three changes that the governor has recommended in his supplemental budget. Sure.
Senator Skoy.
To the full 179 conformity is $2 million, or for the increased amount is $2 million?
Chairman, Senator Skoy, the increased amount is about a little over $2 million for the biennium, and actually raises some revenue in the out biennium.
Mr. Chair, Commissioner, what's the total cost for the conformity?
20.7. I'm going to get it, make sure I don't miscite it here. For 10 and 11, it's $22.2 million, Senator.
Thank you.
That is the extent of our recommendations, tax-related recommendations, the supplemental budget.
So, Commissioner, the total, I'm looking at the first sheet of the March update. There's the tax bill is underwater by $280 million or so. That'd be fair to say?
That would be accurate.
Spends about $280 million more than it raises. Is that accurate?
That's correct.
Do we know what that what the changes in 12 and 13 are, how much is underwater in 12 and 13?
Well, the governor proposed a target, a zero increase target in the property tax aids and credits. And if you would hold that budget harmless and not increase, it's about $80 million in the property tax aids and credits that we have to reduce in order to be structurally balanced.
I
don't have the numbers in front of me for 12 and 13. Apologize for that. Maybe I do have it. I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't have it broken down, but just all I have is the property tax aids and credits. And if we were to adopt the governor's 12 and 13 budget target, we would have to reduce aids and credits by an additional $80 million over the planning estimate, Chairman.
So the aids and credit reduction in 12 and 13 is about $325 million or so for the alt-biennium?
I believe that's accurate, Chairman. As you can see on the governor's, for 12 and 13, our planning
that's
estimate.
Just LGA.
I think that's accurate.
That's just LGA, I think.
That's just property. That's the whole universe of property tax aids and credits. So that would include PTR, the renter's credit, PILT payments, LGA. So the whole universe of property tax aids and credits. Sustainable Forest Investment Act payments are in that category. It's a fairly broad universe of credits. But you're right, Governor. If you take the tax recommendations tonight, Governor.
I won't have to say it a second time.
Don't tell my boss I said that.
I'm sure nobody noticed.
Nobody noticed.
Chairman, you're right.
Are we on TV? Right to the Governor Pawlenty's office?
Exactly. I have the tape.
The unemployment's not taxable, Commissioner, so that's the good news.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Pogelman.
Knowing the good working relationship this committee has with the commissioner, he's the type of commissioner that perhaps could serve under multiple...
Simultaneously, probably.
No comment from the chairman.
moving right along.
Oh, Tom's right, too. They both got red.
Mr.
Both reddened
Senator,
faces.
Senator Scheid, anything to add?
No, Mr. Chair.
Senator Pogelmiller.
I wonder if I could pass this out. Commissioner, I need you to take a look at something here real quick. I noticed in the article on Commissioner Hansen, was it yesterday's paper?
I'll
you are the inner circle. You and Commissioner Hansen and sometimes former Speaker Sfigum are apparently the inner circle. Congratulations on that, and I need your help. Speaker and I sent a letter to the governor noting that the budget spreadsheet that he put out in his press conference last week indicated that he had structural balance in the out years. Our staff then looked at the Office of Management and Budget website, found out that it's different than that. So we sent a letter to the governor asking him to clarify, and he sent back a letter saying that the website does not reflect his budget. We need some help. We need to get something synced here because the one sheet that the governor's given out doesn't really help us understand what he's doing in terms of his budget. Additionally, as you know, the staff does look at the websites of the agencies, which are nonpartisan. And so we need your help. We'll be asking Commissioner Hansen to help also. We need some detail. We need copies of the bills. We need those quickly so that we can work off of the governor's budget, make changes as necessary, and get balance in the outcomes. So that's a formal request.
Details.
Sooner rather than later, we expect legislation. We expect bills. We expect detail. And as you know, we're about 2.5 to 3 weeks away from producing a legislative budget. And
that's only 8 million.
We simply do not see how the governor can balance in the out years without revenue. And it appears to us that he's making a 33% reduction in health care. If that is inaccurate, we need to know, because we do not want to characterize his budget incorrectly. But it appears that without revenue, he needs a 33% cut in health care. But at this moment, we're not certain because of the inconsistency between documents he handed out at a press conference and the official websites of his agency. Okay?
Chairman, Senator Pogemiller, the request is duly noted, and I'll be talking to the governor and Tom Hansen, I'm sure, about it. I think that maybe it's spelled out in this response the governor sent to you, but my understanding of the difference between the governor's documents that were handed out in supplemental budget and the information that's on the MMB website is the difference between a planning estimate. They posted their planning estimate out, not taking into account the governor's budget targets in each category. My understanding, that explains the difference.
Commissioner, that's what his letter says. And so, therefore, we need a document that represents what his budget says. We need it in writing. And if it's not a 33% cut in health care, then we would like to know what it is. Now, I note on the document you just gave us here, and I think Senator Bach just pointed this out, he's talking about a $50 million reduction from an already reduced base on local aids. So we can calculate that. We understand that. We now need to know in the other areas of the budget what he's recommending. I think, Senator Bach, you have all the information you need on your side of the budget based on what the commissioner's given us. We need that, and I only ask because of the good relationship you have with the committee and seeing that you are one of the three or four inner circle people. Governor's meeting with us on Thursday. The Speaker and I would like that information before Thursday, if possible.
Chairman, Senator Pogemiller, I will say this. The inner circle is a very fluid place. So it's really a moving target. But I will pass along that to the Governor and Tom Hansen, Senator Pogemiller. I think there's probably a legitimate disagreement between the level of detail that's required for 1213 to meet the statutory requirement of the law that passed this year. My expectation, talking to the governor's office and Commissioner Hansen, is that they think they've satisfied the statutory requirement of the 12 and 13 balanced budget by presenting budget targets for each category. So I think it may be an open question about what level of detail the administration is willing to give on the 12 and 13. I just wanted to
Mr. Chairman.
Honest about that.
Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner, I think it's important to know exactly what the recommendation is. And you have to have a level of detail enough to either refute or verify that there's a 33% cut in health care. I would think the governor would want to clarify that. Because if he doesn't, that's what we're going to run with. And obviously oppose. Because I don't think a 33% cut in health care is something that's in the best interest of the state. But if that is what the governor's recommending, then we need to know that.
Anything else, members? Commissioner, thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, committee.
Anything else, members? When are we meeting? We've got a number of members' bills. Property Tax Division's meeting tomorrow, and the full committee on Thursday.
I'm sorry, Chairman, members of the committee. Could I have 3 minutes of your time? I thought it would be beneficial for Eric Willett to come up and talk about the property tax estimates we do in relation to the governor's budget, because I think there's a little bit of a misunderstanding about how we arrive at those. It will take no more than 3 minutes of your time, Chairman. And I just want to make a I think it would be helpful if Eric walked through the process. This is a function of the Micro Data Committee, which is a legislative and a revenue participation.
Mr. Willett?
Mr. Chairman, I'll be brief. You had raised a question in a previous meeting about whether when we produced revenue estimates for levy limits and aid cuts, whether we were measuring the governor's budget to a different standard than your proposal and some others. And I just wanted to assure you that when we scored all of these bills, we used the same assumptions on all of the bills. I further just wanted to let you know, as I've told staff, that the microdata committee, which includes legislative staff, is still reviewing the levy model, levy limit and aid cut model. As soon as that's done, and we're hoping that it is very, very soon, we're going to rescore all of the proposals that we've scored so far, again, all with the same assumptions, so they're all treated uniformly. And we'll also produce a memo that lays out what those assumptions are.
Well, I appreciate that, because it looked a little odd to me that if the governor cuts LGA, we assume 2/3 of the levy cut's going to be levied back. But if the legislature takes levy limits off, we assume that all LGA cuts are going to be levied back. And it doesn't seem, I guess, it doesn't seem accurate.
And Mr. Chair, that was probably a confusion from how we wrote it up, but it was a 2/3 assumption for both the governor's proposal and the levy limit repeals. We did have temporarily an assumption that there would be 100% levy back of the unallotment amount for both the governor's bill. So we were treating the unallotment differently than we were treating aid cuts. But we were treating them the same in all the proposals. But we have since abandoned that 100% of the unallotment, and we're using 2/3 for any aid reduction or aid increase.
I think that would be more fair. Senator Rest?
So even when you're rescoring it, you're not going to show 100% levy back on elimination of levy limits? Is that what you're saying?
If there's elimination of levy limits and an aid reduction in combination, so far there haven't been aid reductions in combination, we would score it as a 2/3 levy back. There's also an assumption.
And is that traditional? Is that what the department has done when we have eliminated levy limits on occasion in the past, only used 2/3?
Mr. Chair, Senator Rest, this is a departure from the microdata's traditional assumption, which was 100%
Why?
Levy back if there are no constraints. From the feeling of the microdata committee was that there would be some efficiencies found because through some of the aid cuts, so there would be some permanent reduction in revenues as the aid cuts come out.
And Mr. Chairman, and sir, does the historical data back you up on that, or is that just a guess?
We did look at historical data. The historical data is difficult to divine exactly what it's telling us, but it was the judgment of the microdata committee that this was a valid approach given what we saw in the historical data.
So, Mr. Willett, in the governor's tax bill as we see it, what is the property tax increase?
As it was
anticipated,
Mr. Chair, as it was scored, the tax increase for the first year was about $260 million, I believe, in pay 10, and something in the order of $180 million each year thereafter. But I would have to dig out the sheets to quote it precisely.
I can quote it precisely. You know, it's $624 million over the 3 years. I know that.
Commissioner, every day we keep losing a little bit, because the other day the sheet I got was 626. Is it?
624 is my last recollection, but and we will be rescoring these as well in relatively near future.
That's correct.
So it's 260 in 10, 260 million, right? And then in 11, it's the 260 plus 180. Is that?
Mm-hmm. I don't have the right sheet with me, so. Can you
send that to us, and we'll get it out to the committee members?
Will do.
But I think it's worth reminding everybody that these assumptions are not exclusively those of the Department of Revenue. They're assumptions that are vetted with the microdata committee, which is made up of nonpartisan staff in both House and Senate. And so we work very closely with them to make sure that we vet this and everybody has, you know, kind of.
And it assumes a levy back 2/3 of the aid cut, right?
That's correct.
That's correct. Correct, Chairman.
So it looks like 624, 626, nothing in 9 because the levies have been set.
Correct.
But in 10, 280, and in 11, the 260, and then in 11, the 260 plus 180.
Yes, and again, Mr. Chair, that's using the old model. When we rescore everything, the governor's proposal and your bill and Senator Rest bill, all those revenue estimates will change slightly. Any bill that affects AIDS or levy limits will be rescored by the department.
Senator Skoy.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Willett, how have you scored the money that was unallotted last December?
Mr. Chair, Senator Skoy, that is in current law, so that's part of the baseline assumption. So we did assume a two-thirds levy back for pay 10. So if there were no changes in law, that's how we would that's what the baseline would show.
Thank you.
Commissioner, anything else?
Thanks for the time, Chairman. Appreciate
it. And if you can get us something on 12 and 13.
Work on it.
Anything else, members? Property Tax Division tomorrow, full committee on Thursday, 8:30 a.m. Committee's adjourned.